Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, it could be the biggest weekend of Luke Curry's riding career. He's got the short price favourite in tonight's Group 1, the William Reid, and he's got a live chance in the Golden Slipper tomorrow with Liar. Good morning, Luke. How are you, mate?
Hey, Michael, how are things?
Very well. Gee, you must be excited.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's nice to have a ride in one good race, let alone a couple.
And no doubt you're pretty happy to get back on Sunlight. I'd imagine it must be tough watching a horse you've had such a close association with a big race like the Newmarket, but unfortunately, when she's got 50, 50 and a half, there's nothing you can do about it.
No, there's not much you can do. I suppose, yeah, it is a bit tough watching. It's probably worse when you've been sacked off them. It's something I could do about that one, so I was still happy to see her win. Obviously, I'd like to see her. She really hit form second up, and happy for the connections and Tony in the stable. So, just a shame that I'm too fat to ride her.
You took her to the Valley on Monday. What type of field did she give you around the Valley circuit?
Yeah, good. She's been there before. She didn't have any luck when she was there last time, so she's galloped there before then, and she was no worries getting around there.
Well, you weren't on that night either when it was an absolute nightmare in the Manicato, but she looks like she's going even better this time. We've lost Shoals, the main danger now, through unfortunate circumstances. I think she's got a bit of a bruised hoof, which means that you're now on an odds-on favourite. You've still drawn the outside, though, so what are you thinking pre-race, read the barrier?
I'm not sure. I'll have to wait and see. I haven't spoken to Tony yet, but see how it plays out through the night. She's obviously got plenty of speed, but I suppose the one thing out there, she's not going to be held up like she was last time she was
right
at the Valley. It's, she's probably got the speed to keep going forward and be right there, or if we felt we could probably take a sit off that speed.
How do you think she's better placed when you've ridden her, leading or just with a little sit?
I don't think it's mattered. I think either way, depends on the tempo of the race. She's been adaptable enough. She's got a high cruising speed, so if the opportunity is there, she races right on speed, and if she creates that speed, then she can run at her own tempo. But if they go hard enough, she can sit off it, like she did in Sydney when she won. She sat off Esther Jarb when it went really, really quick, and she sat off a leader in the Magic Millions when she won that. So she's adaptable.
Who's your main danger, or is it just bad luck tonight?
I suppose written by In Form. She's only just beaten it a couple of times, so him In Form was probably the main danger. And I've seen him work there a week ago. I worked one with him, and I think he's going well enough. So he probably jumps and puts himself right there and makes his own luck.
Got a nice book of rides around Sunlight tonight. We spoke to Tony McAvoy. Gee, it was impressive on debut, and he's got a big rap for this horse.
Yeah, it was very impressive. A bit of a step up, I suppose, but looks a likely type to be able to take the next step.
And have you been on Desert Lashes this time in?
I haven't, but really quick. Probably riding for speed. So, he makes his own luck right on the speed.
And then you've got to wait up till 10 o'clock tonight before you jump on the bird tomorrow morning to Sydney with Nantali, but she's a good ride as well. At the weights, it might be a tough ask to turn the tables on Spanish Reef, but she's racing consistently.
Yeah, Spanish Reef looks pretty hard to top it at the weights, but Lee tucks in and has a nice run. Hopefully there's a little bit of pressure early and might soften her up and might be able to be strong late.
And then tomorrow you're on Lyre. You went close last year on Sunlight in the Golden Slipper. Can you go better tomorrow? She's drawn out a little bit, which may not be a disadvantage with a wet track. And I know you went up there and you rode her in a recent trial, and she seemed to handle the Sydney way of going really well.
Yeah, she's no problems there. I think at home at Pinecliff, they do a lot of work that way of going. So, she was no problems, and she trialled around there. On a wet track, she hasn't had a run on a wet track, but trialled on was probably a soft seven and seemed to enjoy it. And then from all reports, she galloped on a heavy 10 at Randwick last week and got through it with no worries. So I think tomorrow it won't matter how wet it is. And like you say, draw is a little bit awkward, but it could play into our hands if that's where they're racing.
She looks open. Have you got anyone that you're worried about?
About 10 of them, maybe 15. So, like you say, it's a very open race. The horse, I think, deserves to be favourite off its win last week. It was very impressive, but you could make a case for nearly the whole field.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Gee, it'd be some celebration if you pulled off the Group 1 double, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Although I'm riding at Ballarat the next day.
You so are too.
I might have to wait for a couple of days and celebrate then.
Well, you've only got the one tomorrow, so you'll be nice and refreshed for the Golden Slipper. Good luck tonight, mate, and good luck tomorrow in the Slipper.
Thanks, Michael.
Luke Curry.